Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Technical Difficulties presents The Account, A Tale of the Waking World, Rest Stop, Part 3.
Hanover?
That was quick.
Grab everything and head for the skyway.
What? What's wrong?
It's a semi and it's not stopping.
Oh, God.
Move! Move!
Oh, dear.
Is everybody all right?
For having a table dumped on top of me, yeah.
Nero?
I'm all right.
No, she isn't. She's bleeding.
I'm fine. Something just caught the side of my head. That's all.
Oh, man. Malcolm, there's a first aid kit over in her bag over there. Would you get it? All right, here, some napkins. Hold them against her head.
All right, got it. Hurry.
All right. Hurt bad?
I said I'm okay.
I didn't ask if you were okay. I asked if you were hurt bad.
I've been better. How bad am I bleeding?
Yeah, not bad at all. Malcolm, could you hurry up with that? Come on, she's bleeding here.
I am hurrying. Where are the kits?
They're in the front pocket.
All right, hold on.
Did you happen to see what hit you?
Barely. And it wasn't Malcolm, if that's what you're thinking. If anything, he protected me.
Interesting.
All right, I have bandages here.
Thanks, let's get this cleaned up.
I hate to be the practical one, but you might want to come over and see this.
Oh, crap, the driver.
I've got her, don't worry.
Nero.
Fine, go.
Okay, all right. Turby, I'm coming.
Let's have a look here, dear. Oh, that's not so bad.
By the way, thanks for pushing me out of the way back there. You may have saved my life.
You're welcome, but don't take it personally. I'm just trying to complicate your puzzle, that's all.
Ah, good to know.
Okay, so how's the driver?
Good question. See for yourself.
No driver.
Nope.
But lots of blood.
Yep.
That's...
screwed?
Yeah, thank you.
Did something out there kill the driver?
Son, that road up to the parking lot's pretty windy. It didn't exactly make a straight line trying to run you down.
Well, yeah, but...
And take a look at the blood. It's only on the controls and the dashboard, not the seat.
So...
I'm just saying there's some pretty nasty magic involving blood like that, that's all.
What say we get our stuff together and head for the keep?
I'm with you there.
Nero, are you okay to walk?
Yes, I'm good.
All right, let's get our supplies together. Whoa!
Get back, Brian! Turby, move!
Everybody run for the exit!
Sunshine, but it's coming through.
What?
What the hell? How does a truck squeeze through a doorway?
Ask it later. Just freaking run.
All right, here's the skyway.
How long before you think that thing makes it up the stairs?
How the hell should I know? When have I ever clocked a truck coming up a flight of stairs?
Either way, the obstacle should buy us some time. We should probably just head... Oh, dear.
What? What's wrong?
The fog is getting in.
Yeah, well, the building doesn't have a front door anymore. That's to be expected, dude.
It's, coming up the stairs.
Am I nuts, or is it somehow pushing the truck through the doorway?
It's like their fingers remolding the metal.
Well, if that's the case, I'm a little bit concerned. The skyway is mostly glass.
Oh, and it's outside the glass.
Well, what do you think we're... coming through! Get down!
It's not going after us! It's going down the stairs!
That's worse! Oh, boy, here it comes!
Run for the other side! Go!
I've had enough of this.
Turby, what are you doing?
stop?
Rest of you keep going. I'm gonna buy us a little time.
What would you... You carry a gun?
I'm a bus driver, stupid.
Wait. Are those alchemy shells? Don't shoot them in here.
Why not?
I mean, that thing's got a diesel tank. It'll take us all out.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not gonna use fire shells. These are ice.
Whoa.
In my line of work, we refer to that as stopping power.
Oh, it just froze it solid.
Yeah. You do all right?
Yeah, we're fine.
Good thinking, Turvey.
Maybe not so much.
What do you mean?
I wasn't quite anticipating just how much ice that was gonna cause.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Nero? Malcolm, keep going!
Nero,
come
step
on,
back.
Turvey, let's go.
Nero,
come on.
Come on.
Whoa. Step back. Whoa. Move back!
Hanover? Turvey?
Ow.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
All right, how do we get you out of there?
Hold on, I'll check. All right, looks like we landed in front of an access door. Looks like maintenance or something. I think I can get this open. Why don't you guys go on ahead and we'll try to meet up?
Are you sure you two will be all right?
No.
I wonder if every time we stop somewhere it's going to result in a building getting wrecked.
Well, no sense hanging around here. I suppose we should get moving, shouldn't we?
If you say so.
Hey, Nero?
Yes?
One more thing.
What?
Have you got my laptop bag?
It's right here.
Good. There's stuff inside of it that might help out.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Well, after you.
Thanks.
Oh, give it up. It's not going to budge that way.
Boy, they don't make them like this anymore.
Not for a couple of hundred years.
Stupid paranoid past.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to rush us along, but I don't know how much longer that ice is going to last.
What, on the truck? Yeah, well, it hasn't made any noise.
I'm not willing to tempt fate, thanks.
Well, half of it got cut off when the Skyway fell, but still, it squeezed through a door.
You know, I've been doing this bus driving gig for a long time now, and I've seen a lot of weird things, but nothing like that.
And you don't seem terribly nonplussed.
Yeah, well, Nero and I faced something a little bit similar back in Waterford, although it didn't involve vehicular assault.
So what are we up against here, then?
How familiar are you with angels?
The Ascendant Celestials? Not much, other than that they're bad news.
Well, welcome to the cutting edge of information gathering on that subject.
So the fog, the truck, this is all angelic stuff?
I don't know, possibly, maybe.
Well, whatever the case is, I really don't want to be around if that thing wakes up then. Why don't you stand back from that door? I think I got another ice shell in here. I'm gonna be able to see if I can make the thing shatter.
No, hold on to those. I'll probably need them later on. Huh? I can handle this.
Well, if you say so, but you haven't been terribly effective up till now.
Well, I wasn't willing to show off up till now.
Stand back. All right, but what do you...
First punch.
Wow. Very handy.
Every time I do that, I keep worrying my shoulder's gonna dislocate or something.
You should have used that back against the truck when it was chasing us.
Well, I never used it against anything that big before. I wasn't gonna risk it there.
So you actually are a knight, huh?
Yeah.
I thought you were blowing smoke back there.
So you've seen knights before, huh?
In my lifetime? Of course I have. Don't see them too much these days, though.
Yeah. You know, until I got knighted, I'd only ever heard of them.
Well, I have a theory.
Gonna let me in on it?
Knowing what I know about you, I'm not sure you'll like it.
Try me.
Earth happened. Don't look at me that way. I told you you wouldn't like it.
Well, what did you mean?
Well, the road reconnected to Earth, like, what, 100 years ago?
Yeah.
I met quite a few people in my life who remember a time before then.
Yeah.
I mean, the humans from Earth brought a lot of good things out here.
Mm-hmm.
Fruits of the Industrial Revolution, technology, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They brought an attitude with them. Cynicism.
What, cynicism was unknown in the Midlands before that?
Oh, of course, there were always cynical people. I mean, people are always in it for themselves. But the cultural idea that everyone is always just in it for themselves, and that's the way things are, that's relatively new. Your kind says it's human nature.
Well, kinda.
Last 50, 60 years has gone a lot further than that.
Nice to see we contributed something.
See, the attitude that people only do things for their own self-interest and no other reason. It's the antithesis of the Knight's Creed. After that attitude cemented itself, well, your days were numbered.
Yeah, but there's people like me still around. I know I'm not the only knight left. I mean, it's not like they could have died out completely.
You're a corporate knight. What are you in it for?
Because it's my job.
Yep, you're in it for the company. But at least there's health benefits and a steady paycheck. That's progress, I guess. Come on, they're waiting for us.
Well, I guess this is reception.
Who would know we're hardly being received?
Hello?
Sure it's a good idea just to yell out like that?
I don't see you offering any other advice here.
I'm just being cautious. We still don't know exactly what's happened here.
But
as long as we've alerted everyone to our presence... Front. Room for two.
Hmm.
most curious.
You know, Malcolm, I can't help but notice just how unconcerned you are about all of this.
I'm only being practical. I mean, we're still in the dark here, aren't we?
Yes, but people's lives are at stake, and that doesn't seem to bother you very much.
Well, I'm just easygoing under pressure, I guess. I think it adds to my mystique, don't you?
Let's just keep our minds on finding Hanover and Turvey, all right? I think they're on the floor below us.
You never told me, why are you so interested in good Sir Phillips, anyway?
Well, they employ me to be his squire. It's my job, isn't it?
Please, please. Nero Guillaume, daughter of one of the most prestigious of the goblin clans. You could get a job doing almost anything. Why him?
You don't approve of goblin-human work relationships?
Oh, please, don't tag me as a racialist, my dear. Try to have a little more taste than that. I meant, why an earthling?
You know, for someone who claims to be so open-minded, you're awfully prejudiced.
You can't tell me you're not curious. Why? Why did they all go mad?
What was it, 1/3 of the population of the known human race? A single-minded marching army of slaughtering xenophobes? And then war? And then what?
The road cuts off and 300 years of mystery to us. And 20,000 years of history lost to Earth. You can't tell me you're not curious.
Well, to be honest, who wouldn't be?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, what inquiring mind wouldn't want to know, but... Well, I'm no psychologist, but for you it seems personal.
Now you're prying.
I'm just trying to sort out a puzzle of my own.
Employees only. Well, this looks promising. Might lead us downstairs, anyway.
It might at that. After you, my dear.
I really wish you'd stop calling me my dear. That's awfully cliched. Now, which way do you think the stairs will...
Oh, dear. Well, I think we found the staff, anyway.
Well, generator is still going.
Yeah, I'd like to find the access stairs, though.
Yeah. Hey, Turvey, wait. Hold up. Look here.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Still hot?
Well, not completely cool, anyway.
Maybe the maintenance staff is still down here somewhere.
Maybe. They're probably...
hiding?
Lost in the hallways?
You know, I hate this. If someone's going to mess with you, they could at least be upfront about it.
Yeah, all this hot tension left in the dark crap is really overrated.
Huh.
You know, that reminds me. Nero wound up with all the tools. Torches, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. We could probably use a few supplies, couldn't we?
Well, looks like there's a supply cabinet right here. I'm sure we could find something in here. That we
could... What? What's wrong? Wait. Uh-oh.
Is that one of the maintenance guys?
Well, he's dressed for the occasion.
So why is he just standing in the back of the closet with his face to the wall?
Why don't you ask him?
Hey, I was wondering. I had some question about, you know, ratchets. I was... wondering what kind of... He's not answering.
Hang on, I'll try and turn him around.
All right, give it a go.
Hey, excuse me there, fella. I just wanted to know...
Just turn right back.
Yeah, and you notice how he never took his face from the wall, either.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. I've just got this feeling I don't want to know what his expression is.
I have no idea why I agree with you on that point.
Yeah. Well, thanks anyway, sir. We're just going to borrow a couple of flashlights and some tools here. Hope you don't mind. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, have a nice... break.
I'm creeped out here. Are you creeped out?
I'm pretty creeped out myself.
So there's a good chance we're going to find the people who work here and all of the guests of this keep standing in closets and stuff with their face to the wall.
That guy over there isn't.
Huh?
Down at the end of the hall.
Oh, hey. Hey, excuse me. Hey, excuse me, sir. Could you...
Uh-oh. What? What's wrong?
I know that guy. Remember him?
Who?
I don't... That drunk guy that Nero got into a fight with at the convenience stop? That's him.
Oh, you mean that dumbass racist trucker?
Trucker. Okay. Turvey?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over there and try to talk to this guy. Why don't you hang back here?
Yeah, I think I could do that, and do me a favor and tell me you're good at ducking.
Top of my class.
Good to know.
Hey, excuse me. Yeah. Hi. We met yesterday. We didn't get off to a very good start. Really sorry about my friend, you know, getting into that fight with you that you
lost.
Anyway, we were just wondering if you've seen any of the other people who are supposed to be here in this hotel. Keep, whatever, you know. I'm just wondering...
I looked.
Sorry, what?
I looked.
You looked for...
I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the south. A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it. In the light of the mix thereof as the color of amber.
You have been listening to The Account, A Tale of the Waking World. Rest Stop Part 3 was written and performed by Kyan Chris Conroy. To contact me, go to techdiff.com or send me a Gmail at techdiff@gmail.com. Or you can join the discussions over at techdiff.freeforums.org. Technical Difficulties is registered under Creative Commons. Go to techdiff.com for more information. To be continued.
Do not adjust your sets. You're tuned to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow on Mutual is Thursday Thrillers, our roundup of action, adventure, mystery, crime drama, and thrillers, of course. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of diverse audio tales. Or find the Thursday Thrillers feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.